What? You're firing me? Carrie forced herself to close her mouth behind the N95 mask, certain all color had drained from her face.
I prefer to characterize it as laid off because of necessary downsizing, said Norman Sloan, founder and chief executive officer of Pilgrim Burgers, LLC. After months of fighting the COVID-19 crisis, I can see the health emergency isn't going away soon. My priority to keep the company solvent forces me to make unpleasant decisions now.
Carrie Brinkley, internet technology manager, at least until now, wasn't happy. Put a bow and ribbon on it with pretty words if that makes you feel better. The result is the same. You still own a business, and I don't have a job.
I'm sorry, Carrie. This meeting pains me greatly, but I have a fiduciary responsibility to place the firm's best interests ahead of my own personal feelings.
I understand, but my initiatives have much to do with our success through the first months of this emergency. The automated social media blasts I started doubled our takeout business, and I'm the one who figured out how to file for payroll protection loans online. I see the same data as you and Teresa, and Pilgrim Burger's net profit currently runs ahead of the same time last year.
I'm aware, Carrie, and appreciative of your efforts this year and the past three. I doubt we'll change our computer systems much until the end of 2020 and maybe beyond, depending on the coronavirus. Maintaining a salaried position to manage that during this crisis isn't cost-effective.
You could do many things to lessen the burden of my salary, short of firing me. I've performed every job in the company, including cooking on the line, so I'm having difficulty understanding your decision. Does this have anything to do with my questions about the COVID loan money?
Of course not. You comprehend the financial complexities of Pilgrim Burgers better than anyone besides Teresa and me, and I would expect you to want to understand our strategies for surviving the pandemic crises. Your curiosity about the deployment of the funds received through our COVID-19 loan initiatives has nothing to do with my decision. The draconian measures required to survive the pandemic necessitate trimming temporarily unnecessary management. Again, I'm sorry.
Carrie Brinkley had graduated near the top of her business information technology class at Virginia Tech's Pamplin School of Business 3 years earlier, and turned down job offers from several prestigious consulting firms in favor of a unique opportunity near her hometown. The Pilgrim Burgers CEO and his chief financial officer, Teresa Dill, had attended a career day event sponsored by the college, and the position they offered intrigued her. Their small, Tidewater, Virginia-based company had grown from 1 unit to 5 in 3 years, and they sought talent to increase it even faster. The idea of joining an expanding franchise had appealed to Carrie, and she particularly liked Teresa Dill, a smart woman only a few years older than herself. A whirlwind 36 months of rapid growth followed, in which Carrie played a key role. The company seemed poised for potential initial public offering until it slammed into the COVID-19 crisis. She let those thoughts go. The short meeting in Sloan's office had started one of the worst days of her life, which continued on her drive home. The flashing blue lights of the James City County Patrol car behind her surprised Carrie, and she pulled to the shoulder of the road. The police officer approached her car and pointed to the expired inspection sticker on the windshield.
"What? You're ticketing me?"
exclaimed Carrie. When the officer explained that Carrie's vehicle inspection was nearly 2 months overdue, she accepted the citation, glumly placing it in the glove compartment. She couldn't imagine the day getting any worse. But it did.